From 30 out, Lewis has got time. Lachlan Lewis on his birthday hangs it up. He's got it.
What?
Phenomenal. Time stands still when this kid gets the footy, and time stood still as we waited to see whether it would get over the crossbar, and it did.
It was funny. I was practicing field goals at the start of the week with the physio, and he was telling me, "You've never kicked a field goal even at training." So it was pretty lucky, and I guess that breeze pulled it over in the end.
Well, there's a couple of things to come out of this, TK, where there's birthday presents, and then there's kicking the winning field goal in an NRL game on your 22nd birthday. And the other thing is, what's the physio doing out there on the field giving you field goal tipping advice? Well, we can ask Lachlan Lewis. G'day, Lachlan.
TK, Jimmy, how you going, boy?
Yeah, really well. What's the go with the physio giving you field goal tips?
Oh, mate, I was doing a few extras running with Tony Grimaldi, which I missed last week's game, and... You know, I needed someone to go and get the footies for me because I was spraying them everywhere.
and Lachlan, it's true. I don't think you kick one of the under fives or sixes or tens or 15s or anything, have you?
I think I've kicked one, missed one from right in front in a Raiders 20s game, mate. 10 out.
So probably you're lucky it was from 40 metres away, mate.
Yeah, lucky there was no pressure on me, I think. That's what
it says. It's been a really... You'd be happy with the progress this year, mate, getting a start, then getting a contract, and then winning a game like that in spectacular fashion. So, you know, the stars are starting to align a little bit.
Yeah, mate, momentum's a funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything just seems to be flowing and working for me. So, I guess there was a big focus for me at playing good footy early on with my debut and then trying to work and get a contract. But, mate, I love winning and... Each week, I just go out there and try my best for the team just to get a win, mate.
What do you put that down to, Lachlan? Because you're in the Canberra Raiders system for a number of years, now at the Bulldogs, played a lot of Intrust Super Premiership there with them, but have found a real home in NRL. Why the change? Is it just a maturity thing?
I think so. I mean, playing halves, it's definitely a tough position to debut early. It's just about the head coach and getting the right opportunity. I mean, there's a lot of kids that are probably sitting in Cup and 20s who could handle the stage of NRL, but it's about gaining the trust from in the first grade coach, obviously the players, and just settling into a position on the field. So for me, it came at the right time. I thought it wasn't going to happen because I wasn't in the top 30.
Yep.
But you know, look back on the last 8 weeks, and yeah, God, to think that I'm standing here today is a little bit unbelievable.
Yeah, which is good. Lachlan, you appear like you're really keen to learn. You know, it's just not, I mean, I'm not saying you're not naturally gifted as some other players, but you're really keen to work. You do a lot of hard work, don't you? When you're not training, you do a lot of video work and study and try to improve?
A little bit, yeah. I was raised to, you know, work hard and, you know, make the best out of what you've been given. And I wouldn't say that I'm the most natural footy player, the most talented, the best side step. I just, you know, pull up the sleeves, work hard, train hard. You know, I'll be at training, and I just want to improve myself and better myself, and I guess a little bit coachable too.
Yeah,
I said to Dino and the new administration there, especially when I was re-signing, that I just want a coach that, you know, believes in me and wants to work with me, because for me that's my oxygen, and I can run a mile with it, you know.
Enthusiasm counts for a lot, Lachlan, no matter what you're doing, mate. The slow kicking technique, the time that you take, you've obviously seen yourself do it. Is that something you've always done? Is it something Dean talks to you about, maybe just because you're going to be under pressure from the defence at different stages?
Yeah. When I was kicking as a young fella, life until I was about 18 was a different technique. And in Canberra, they retaught my whole technique into the more AFL style and how I hold the football.
Right.
Yeah, really, coming into first grade and knowing how much more pressure there'd be while you've got the ball on last tackle. You know, Dave Penner, the assistant coach, and Dean and Steve Georgiaris especially, just, I don't know, give me all the right cues and where to stand. And I don't feel too much pressure when I'm on the ball. I'm a pretty, you know, casual and laid-back guy, which probably helps. So I'm not too scared to get smashed after I kick it. So I guess it's all just those three things combined, and... Yeah, there's been some crazy comments about hypnotist and got time forever with the footy, and I have no idea about it. It's it's just the way it's working out, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're not afraid of getting smashed, because you're going to have Tyson Frizzell beaming down at you come the weekend. But can I ask you, mate, such a great birthday present the way you finished that game. Obviously, we were due to chat on Monday. You obviously had a bit of a birthday celebration Sunday.
Yeah, you know, mate, it's just that crazy flu season at the moment, I tell you.
One of your best. One of your best. Oh, no, man. No. You're entitled to celebrate, mate. There's no worries about that. As you should.
The flu season, that's the best I've heard. Well done,
Lachlan. I'm a bit croaky, can't you tell, boys?
Yeah. Little nasally, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'm a Queenslander, mate, so this cold Sydney breeze is
satisfying. By Canberra.
Yeah. It didn't get cold in Canberra, did it? Now, Lachlan, a couple of things. Are you still studying an engineering degree?
Mate, when I first came up to Sydney, I was still on my 20s contract and I had that part-time time slot, but no university after that, when I started playing full-time footy, would accommodate that football commitment. So I had to put it on hold. And I got 2.5 years through it. It was like 50-odd grand down the drain if I can't pick it up in the next couple of years. So I started up a part-time, a small business with my fiance instead, just to fill my time outside of footy.
What is it?
It's called Parker & Co. We're on Instagram there, but we sell baby clothes online, believe it or not.
Geez, she's giving you a hint there.
Oh, big time. But, you know, we just sat down. It was probably 6 months after I couldn't study. I was bored out of my brain just sitting at home, and we've always wanted to start something, and we just looked at the market. And, yeah, that's been about 15 months now, and it's going for gold.
And so just Parker & Co.?
Yeah, Parker & Co. Baby.
Parker and Co. Baby. All right, fantastic. Yeah. We might tweet that out for you, give you a
little shout-out.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing I want to ask you...
Jeez, I'm in trouble if I'm logging on now. I've had enough. You've had enough too.
I'm done. I'm three for... I'm done. Reece Martin had to play 30 seconds of the Intra Super Premiership. I'm presuming you're qualified for the semi-finals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. God, didn't the NRL do a good job on his little 3.5 second stint on the weekend? I'm still qualified.
Okay.
It depends. I've got a crook ankle I've had for the last 8 weeks, and it depends if the physios will let me play. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be some boys that can drop back, and I think we went to the finals last year.
Yeah.
So we should have a good campaign if we can get through that first round. Mm. We took the team photo, honestly, last week. There was 36 players in the photo. And every single one of them played footy for us. So
yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, which is good. And lucky enough to be chatting with Lachlan Lewis from the Bulldogs after that winning field goal on Sunday. And now they've got the Dragons. And what a finish the season on a big note too. They've got a tight one to Dragons and then the Sharks. So two tough matches to finish. Mate, he's my favourite player of all time, mate, so I'm going to have to mention him. Did you get any message from the King?
my phone was blowing up. I haven't had time to check through them all. But, Wally keeps it pretty easy, you know. He's my uncle up in Brizzy, and he's got a lot of work on. So, your favourite player of all time, mate, you'll have to give him a phone call if you want a comment from him, because down here I'm just doing all this on my own and trying to make a name for myself.
Nah, of course.
And what about Dad Scott? He played footy as well, didn't he?
For Wynnum on the wing. Yeah.
He played Wynnum South. He was in the Broncos Reggie there for a while.
I saw him down at Cougar Eye Oval on the wing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. In the halves in the wing. I think he used to say that it was the best playing with Wally in the side.
He'd
dummy to him. Four blokes would go to him. He'd just run through the line.
And am I right in saying, I think I read or heard, it was your grandfather that did a lot of work with you with your tackling technique when you were a youngster?
Yeah. Old granddad, old Jim. He got tough as nails. Jim and June. The Lewis grandparents. Mate, we were raised to tackle and to be tough, and it was pretty embarrassing if you ever missed a tackle. I remember my granddad would have been under sevens, right through to under tens. If I'd missed any tackles, you know, if I'd missed so many that he was upset with me, he'd force me to wear headgear. And I'd hate it. I'd be so embarrassed. I think I only had to wear it once.
That's a good incentive for all those parents out there. Hey, Lachlan, we thank you so much for your time, mate. Congratulations again on what happened last Sunday, but keep it going against the Dragons this weekend and also against the Sharkies.
Yeah, and watch out for that flu, mate. That's
You've
got to be careful.
I'm going to have to speak to Doc and get a few tablets, I reckon, because it's right to the bones, this one.